This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
It's time for five thought-provoking questions from Pat Smith. This is what we call Pat Ponders.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Pat Ponders.
Obviously, with the storm that we had that came through last night, heavy winds, hopefully your roof was okay. If not, or you should want to make sure, give you the peace of mind. Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF or alroofpros.com. They'll come out. They'll give your roof the free inspection, any repairs that need to be made. Maybe you just had a couple of shingles that cracked or blew off last night in the storm. Hopefully not a tree on top of your roof, but you can trust them. They're going to warranty all of their work. Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF or alroofpros.com.
All right, guys, a big holiday coming up on Saturday, so it made me think about if you could design a new holiday, what holiday would you create and why? I'll give you mine. Can I give you mine? And you guys think about it? For me, I would make the first Saturday of college football season, I would make that a national holiday.
I dig it.
On a Saturday?
On a Saturday. Some people do work on Saturday.
No. First of all, a holiday is supposed to take place during the week, like the weekday, not the weekend. I know it falls on different days, different years. But no, a holiday should be like a Friday, like a long weekend, or a Monday. Got to have a long weekend.
Well,
can't do it on Saturday, Pat. Friday. We got to have Friday.
Well, Halloween's on Saturday.
Well, I understand. And I just prefaced it by saying I know that it falls
Easter's
on different
on
days.
Sunday.
I get it. But a college football holiday should start where you get a long weekend because we get those games on Thursday and Friday.
All right, so we kick out Labor Day. So we don't do Labor Day. Oh, we just rename Labor Day.
We do Labor Day. We do Labor Day. Labor Day is still there, Pat. Mm. You make Friday a holiday. So you get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
How's that a holiday if we're still working?
Well, I wasn't referring to us.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go with one that has been brought up many times and a lot of people discuss, and it's a fairly easy one, and that is the Monday after the Super Bowl. Just be a national holiday. Just the day after holiday.
That'd be a good one.
Just nobody should have to work on that day. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
How about the first day of spring?
Football season is over recovery day. You just take a day now that the season's over until we get the XFL back. We got the spring league this year. But technically, season's over. You get a day to just relax and recoup, collect your thoughts, and then get back going again the next day.
Why don't we name a holiday? I would throw it in the spring. But we do it around March Madness. This is kind of going back. We know that a lot of people skip work on Thursday and Friday to watch the tournament. You got everybody filling out a bracket. Why not have that holiday on a Friday? So Friday, everybody's off.
Well, you're all about these Friday holidays.
A long weekend, Pat.
I mean, first day's on Thursday. Well, technically, play-in games.
Well, Tuesday.
Let's not go there. But yeah, well, you could. I mean, but you don't want to have the holiday on Thursday and have to come back on Friday. So just go ahead and do it on Friday.
Okay,
sure.
I'm trying to think
of
something
kick off
like non-sports related that I would even go to. I can't really. I don't even really know.
I would think maybe we should do something in June because, really, with the exception of Flag Day, there's no days off in June.
Like
we have some kind of holiday just about every other month. In June, again, there is Flag Day, but for the most part, like, we don't really take it off.
So just have June Day.
Yeah.
Just a day off.
June Day.
Sounds good.
June Day. Let's do it.
All right, question number two. Who is the most likable losing coach in college football?
I'd say right now it's Les Miles.
You talking about right now or just historically or
No, right now. Who is the most likable losing coach in college football?
Derek Mason.
He's likable. He's up there. David Cutcliffe.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. 1-5. I mean, I've never come across a human that didn't like David Cutcliffe.
Yeah.
I haven't.
No.
Not in media, not in coaching circles, not former players. I've never met someone that's like, oh, God, that Cutcliffe, I can't say. Nobody.
Off the top of your head, Pat, who do you think thinking about?
I immediately thought of Les Miles. Because he's such a likable guy off the field.
Not extremely likable. But a lot of these guys, like I'm thinking right now.
Now, see, I like Kevin Sumlin. I've been around Kevin Sumlin, and he was really a good dude. But he's kind of fallen off the map.
Well, if you want to go just this season, James Franklin. How likable is James Franklin? He's 0-1.
I'm not putting him in that category. He's either likable or a losing coach.
Neither one?
No.
Oh, Jeff Collins.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Locksley.
I like Locks a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish he hadn't won a lot of games.
Yeah. Okay, question number three. Name some of your favorite bands that are named after food.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay. I figured Lantern would say the Cranberries.
No.
When you're a hip-hop fan growing up, this one's tough.
That's why I asked it.
I'm a fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think they got good stuff.
You love Vanilla Ice.
I think if you wanted to place Ice Cube in the food category, I would allow that.
Cake, it wasn't bad. They weren't bad for a while.
Really?
Like some of their stuff early on.
What's their best song? I'm a big Korn fan, which it's not spelled the same way, but obviously, phonetically, I think it works. Not into old Bananarama.
What about the Lemonheads?
Not familiar with their work. Haven't seen the tape on them.
Flavor Flav. Would that be food?
I don't know what food that is. Landrum was a big Blind Melon fan in high school.
I could see that.
No, I wasn't. I was not.
That's not how I remember it.
You're so full of it.
No one's going
to
say cracker.
I don't have many, Pat. I mean, to be honest with you.
What'd you throw out, John?
No one's going to say cracker. Meatloaf? Fish?
No, for me. Sorry.
Eminem?
I mean, if you're phonetically allowing that one, then yeah, I'd say I'm a fan. Sure.
By the way, Cake, it was the remake of I Will Survive.
Of course it was.
That was a good one.
Spice Girls, do they count for Landrum? He was into them.
Bowling for Soup?
Tell me what you want.
Like I said.
No.
Fiona Apple?
Yeah, Meatloaf. I hadn't had Meatloaf in so long.
Black Eyed Peas?
Black Eyed Peas is a good one.
Cream?
I'll stick with Korn at the top of my list, Pat.
Okay. And what would be on top of yours, Langer?
I'll stick with Cake, Pat.
Sugar Lips.
Okay. Very good. All right, question number four. Who has been more of a disappointment this year in the NFL, Patriots or Cowboys?
Cowboys.
We didn't know how this Patriot thing was going to work out. They had like 8 starters on defense opt out. There were no expectations for New England, other than the fact that they had the best coach of all time was still going to be on the sideline. Dallas had that O-line for the most part coming back. You had your quarterback returning. You had your tailback returning. You had added
You're playing in a terrible division.
Vandenbosch is going to be healthy. No, it's
at least the Patriots. At least the Patriots have the Bills that they can point to and go, well, this is our division. What do the Cowboys have?
Not even close. It's Cowboys.
Yeah, I'll go Cowboys.
Okay. All right, guys, fifth and final question. Do you think Lane Kiffin will be fined again during this football season by the SEC?
If they're going to pop him for retweets, then yeah, it's coming. I don't think he can help himself.
Next one he's going to make count, though.
I don't think he puts enough thought into it. He sees something that he thinks is entertaining, and he just shares it. He doesn't think, ooh,
he goes total knee-jerk.
This could put me fine. No, he didn't think that way. He'll hit something somewhere sometime that'll cost him again. Yes.
Think it will be over the $25,000 mark?
Nah.
I don't know. Depends on how bad it is.
I mean, I don't. What are the standard SEC coaching fines? It's not like we hear. It's not like the NFL where we get these once or twice a week.
And if you're a repeat offender.
We don't hear this a whole lot. So I kind of think that's going to be the standard of, hey, should have kept your mouth shut, $25,000, moving forward.
I do think
call
that.
Call Big Bubba, he'll write the check. Get it done, whoever the big booster is.
Commissioner Sankey probably did not appreciate the comments that he made yesterday. Kind of doubling down and discussing the conversation.
But I think that shows you right there. He's going to continue to rattle the cage. Like he's going to continue to poke the bear. He's not backing off. And I'm not talking about the Rebel Black Bear. I'm talking about... He's not going to stop going down that road. He's just not.
And do you think the SEC was right to fine him for a retweet? Are you endorsing that tweet by retweeting?
It's your account. You're putting it out there for other people to see. So technically, I can see why they would do it. I wouldn't care enough to do it.
So. SEC, they knew it was just a matter of time before they had to fine him.
Before they had to.
Or they were going to. They knew that
You're
was
just,
coming.
In reference to just this, you mean?
No, in reference to Lane Kiffin becoming a head coach in the Southeastern Conference. They were ready for something like this. Had to be.
So they were anticipating an action by him.
Absolutely. Now, Coach Saban could have got away with it if he knew how to tweet.
Well, that's why Coach Saban doesn't have a Twitter account.
Actually, Coach Saban, he wouldn't. Well, he would talk about it, but that would be behind closed doors, and he'd get a rule change. That's probably fair, right? Fair statement.
Possible.
Saban effect. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's today's Pat Ponders.
Brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF, alroofpros.com. If you want them to come out and get the free inspection, they will certainly do so. And if they put on a new roof on your house, $100 going to Susan Komen and that foundation during the month of October.
This is Three Man Front.